This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. Cleveland Browns player Myles Garrett will learn his fate with the NFL today. Garrett is appealing his indefinite suspension after an ugly brawl at the end of last week's game against the Steelers. He ripped the helmet off of quarterback Mason Rudolph and used it to hit Rudolph over the head. Terry, what outcome is Garrett hoping for today?
If I'm Myles, I want to go in there and first of all say the same things he did after the game, which was his fault. He's embarrassed. But I think if I'm Myles Garrett, I kind of want a number on how long I'm going to be out. I'm sure he'd love to cut it down less than the final six games. So what I'm hoping is whether they give him six games or cut it to five or whatnot, but put in a number on it. Secondly, I am astounded that the quarterback who really did instigate it was not suspended at all.
You're talking about Mason Rudolph, the quarterback for the Steelers, who you see in the video before this incident happens with Myles Garrett. He's trying to rip off Myles Garrett.
Right, he's kicking him and all kinds of stuff, yeah, because Myles is on top of him after he threw it. After the initial shock for me, then I sat back and said, well, let's get real here, you know.
What do you mean by that?
The NFL has guys that have beat up women, guys that have been arrested on major drug issues, all kinds of stuff. Repeat offenders on things, just that we don't see videotape of it. Myles Garrett is not that guy. No incidents when he's at Texas A&M. No incidents his first couple years with the Browns. Myles Garrett was a guy. I'm not trying to put him on church window, but I'm just telling you, it's the same, saying that he's been a good guy. He was at Ellett High School when they put the field in, the Haslam's there. He's one of the guys they send out to schools because of that.
When there's a player like this that's involved in such an ugly incident on the field that's on national television, how does this affect Myles Garrett's reputation when he does return to the team?
You know, in my mind, because of the internet age and because of the media scrutiny, you know, a lot of us are defined by the worst thing we ever did. Myles Garrett, as a friend of mine said, now he's the dude that whacked the dude with the helmet.
Do you think that the NFL will come back and give a definite number of game suspension?
Yeah, that would probably be a compromise, you know, because it's like, let's just make it six. You know, the Browns, like, they couldn't even beat the Steelers the right way. You know, They're still dealing with that. That label that they're an undisciplined team with a rookie coach who doesn't really have, you know, both hands on the wheel here. And frankly, they've brought in some, you know, some very, very suspect characters. Unlike Myles Garrett, a guy named Antonio Callaway, who was cut right before the game because when he's at Florida, he didn't even play at all his last year there because he was suspended for a variety of problems. Mm-hmm. The Browns draft him, give him a $717,000 signing bonus in the fourth round, which to me is asking for trouble. When you guaranteeing him $700,000, is probably not going to guarantee good behavior. He was suspended for the first four games this year because he flunked yet another drug test. And then he came back for a few games, and then he was late. And then it turned out, just as the Browns suspended him, that he was headed for another failed drug test and all that. The Browns have a lot of strong personalities. The front office didn't always be real careful on who they brought in. But as I said, like, the weird thing is Myles Garrett is not one of those guys.
Right.
So that's one thing. I hope the Browns use this as a chance to, okay, look at what kind of team do we want to be? And it's nothing to do with just what Garrett's saying, but the whole issue of all the penalties, some diva-like behavior in some of their players, just a feeling that these guys are kind of caught up in their hype and that. In the meantime, they're 4-6. You know, Freddie Kitchens is fighting for his job. You know, he's got a softer schedule with the last six games, but he goes into it without Myles Garrett, his best defensive player.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who will be back with us on Friday to talk about Case Western Reserve University's postseason playoff hopes in Division III football.